What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com. Wow. So, are your supplements contaminated? I would say that in this day and age, at this current time in the industry, there is a very small chance that if you're buying from a reputable brand, that it is contaminated. It has come a long way. This industry has come a long way, and companies have gotten better and better and better, and we've weeded out the bad guys. In that, I can say that most of the supplements on the market are probably not adulterated or contaminated or contain anabolic steroids or anything of that nature. Now, I bring this up because I've gotten a couple messages on Mike Israetel's video with Eric Helms, and I breezed through it, watched most of it, and I wanted to kind of address it. Now, I'm the original hater. I'm the guy who got the most flack for calling out the industry. I literally built my brands on ethics, on having quality ingredients, on lab testing. That is what I built my brands on. If you go back on this very channel, we are the company. Tiger Fitness is the company that sent Craze to the lab to be tested, found it to have meth in it, or a compound very similar to meth, and got it taken off the market. That was me. Okay, I was on Inside Edition. I was all over the media. I was in ESPN. You can look it up. So I am all for Mike and Eric doing this expose and bringing light to the good and the bad of the industry, because I'd like to think and I'd like to know, and I'm 100% sure that I am the light in the industry, that my brands are the light, that we do what's right by our customers, that we do all the testing incoming, outgoing. We do not spike our supplements. Wouldn't it be possible if we wanted to do it? Because the facilities that mix our products or our licensed manufacturers, they are NSF facilities, which means that they get audited coming in and going out to make sure that not only are they meeting qualitative and quantitative label claims, but there are no adulterants. Take it a step further, Ambrosia is BSCG certified, which means that we test batches for contaminants, for adulterants. So we are above and beyond. But it's really funny how I have been beating this drum for all these years, and Mike Israetel does this video, and all of a sudden people are like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. I'm like, dude, I was doing videos on this in 2012. Go back, 2012. Okay, so asking me if the industry's contaminated, I will say the same thing I have said since that day in 2012 when I started doing videos exposing the industry for the bad guys and hopefully promoting the good guys. And I'll give you some good guys by the end of this video, okay? I think that if you are ingesting something, you need to have full trust in it. You are putting it in your body. Not only are you ingesting it, it's not like alcohol where you're trying to get an effect. You're trying to get a health benefiting effect, trying to get an effect that'll make you a better person, that'll give you better performance, better health parameters, better thinking, better whatever it is. So nothing makes me more upset than when companies go and they lie and they put adulterants in their product. Heck, we just had released from prison, a company owner who did some stuff, did some prison time, came out. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. His brand's still great. They have a ton of followers. People are buying it. And that's fine. It's your right to do that. And if you think that the time served taught them a lesson to never do it again, I'd like to think people get second chances. By all means, support those brands. Support the people who have done this in the past. But at the end of the day, spiking products, selling adulterants, or outright selling steroids labeled as nutritional supplements, I've never been a fan. I could have made a ton of cash in the early 2000s during the pro-hormone days. Okay, I could have made so much money doing that. Instead, I chose to sell branch chains, whey protein, and now delicious peanut butter protein bars. But guess what? I went to bed in that very bed last night. And I slept, and my Whoop strap had me at like an 88% recovery. I woke up refreshed, knowing that the feds are not going to be beating down my hotel room door because I am doing illegal stuff, okay? So that is how you live your life. Also, just couldn't look my kids in the eye. I couldn't look myself in the mirror. And I take all my supplements. My kids take supplements, okay? My kids take Immortal. They take Nectar. They drink MTS Whey. They eat outright bars like it's going out of style. Okay, We live the life. We love this shit. This is what we do. We put out the best damn supplements there are. Now, there are fringe players. There are people who you need to be wary of. And just give you a, why am I in a hotel room? I'm actually on Timcast IRL tonight. If you guys don't subscribe to Timcast, it's Timcast, T-I-M-C-A-S-T, IRL. I'm on their live show tonight. They'll have all my clips and everything playing for the rest of the week. But big honor. I'm out here on the East Coast having a great time. So that's why I'm filming a hotel room, not my normal awesome office or backyard. So I would like to say thank you, Mike Israetel, for doing this video. But there are some things to look at, right? A couple things they went over is people spiking testosterone boosters. Look, there are testosterone boosters that work, but they're not going to be steroid-like. They're just not. If you look at MTS Nutrition and Surgent, has phenomenal ingredients like Prima V, right? That ingredient's been shown to have a 20% increase in total test, as well as a 19 to 20% increase in free test. On studies, and the studies were done on elderly individuals. These weren't trained athletes. But you can extrapolate that and say, hey, it's going to work. We have good blood work from customers that shows that it does do awesome things. But look at it this way. If I inject testosterone and my testosterone's at 100, my testosterone's going to go up to anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000, depending on how much I inject, even more. If I take Insurgent and I get the results that Insurgent gives, it goes to 120. So it puts you in a more favorable anabolic environment, but is it steroid-like? No. And I'll never say it's steroid-like because I'm not a fucking scumbag. But some people are. You got people selling SARMs labeled for nutritional use as nutritional supplements. You have people selling pro-hormones. You had people selling the Clear back in the day. You have people selling Superdrol. You have all this crazy shit. You have brands selling research chemicals saying they're not for human consumption, yet having directions on how to take them and having actual nutritional fact panels or supplement fact panels. It's out of control. It's crazy. But at the end of the day, man, there are good companies. There are. I've tested more brands than you can count. I have spent tens of thousands of dollars testing brands. Do I test every brand at Tiger Fitness? No, I couldn't. I couldn't. To test for all those ingredients, I don't have the money to do that. That'd be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Test for every single compound and every single product, every single batch. But I will tell you this, there are good brands out there. Okay, my brand's the best. The best. Why? If I don't say my brand's the best, don't fucking buy it. If somebody doesn't say their shit's the best, don't buy it. If you want to hire me as a coach at marklowblader.com, hey Mark, is there a better coach than you? No. If I say there is a better coach, hire that guy. There's nobody better than me at what I do, period, the end. If I wasn't the best at what I do, I wouldn't tell you to buy my shit. If Outright Bars weren't the best, I wouldn't tell you to buy Outright Bars. I didn't test the shit out of those. But I'll tell you what, there are good brands, okay? My brands, MTS Nutrition, Ambrosia, Pump Chasers, anything that I'm behind, okay, it's made in a great facility, tested going in, coming out. With Ambrosia, you have the BFCG testing. You got everything going for you, right? Our brands are awesome. You look at Core. Core is a great brand. Someone like Core is someone that gets it done. They pass the test. Then you look at the big brands, right? Do you think Glanbia is really going to spike a test booster with Cialis? No, Glanbia is a multi-billion dollar brand. You think they care about a couple millions of dollars in sales in a fucking nutrition store? No, they're Glanbia. Dymatize, same thing. Big ass brand. You look at these established brands. The one you got to worry about are these backyard Instagram brands. These bros coming online. Oh, I got a following. Let me launch this. What they do, they go to these fucking, these private label brands, right? These white label brands, and they just stick their label on existing stock. Or they have a minimum of like 48 bottles. You realize the minimums to get anything made NSF, if you're lucky, it's 1,000 bottles. That's if you want to pay a lot per unit. But you're looking at 2,500 to 5,000, sometimes 10,000 units. These fuckers can't afford that. They're not getting NSF. You really think they're going through those processes? You really think they have a legal team? I got a fucking legal team look over everything I do. If I write one thing on a post that's off, they'll be like, hey, Mark, you got to delete that shit. We got an entire fucking legal team looking at our stuff. They ain't got that. Who you got to worry about? These backyard fucking bathtub brands. You don't got to worry about the real brands. You don't got to worry about the brands that are existence. It's the ones that's like, hey, bro, you know, here's my fucking Twitter handle and here's my new product. What? No. Hey, man, I got 1 million followers on Instagram. Here's my new brand. No. Do you think that Bumstead and Raw is going to fucking adulterate a product? No. Bumstead's a fucking million. He doesn't give a fuck. Bumstead's fine without the brand. They have a multi-million dollar backing. You think they're going to do that? No. You think Cage is going to fuck with that shit? No. At the end of the day, the brand's only as good as the people behind it. And sometimes you have good dudes. Yeah, when I started, we were a smaller brand, but I started Syvation and then I parlayed it in MTS. So I already had the bag. I already was able to go out there and say, okay, here's what we need to do. I know what to do. And I built Syvation on lab tests. I built Syvation on truth to label. So at the end of the day, man, you don't have to worry about the brands that you need to worry about. Now, what Mike's doing is great, but it's sensationalist. It's making it sound like everybody does it. Do you really think that a test booster from Muscle Tech is going to be adulterated? You really think that their large manufacturer is going to do that for them? Do you really think that they're going to get powder from China, not put it on their mix list in the lab and put it in there? No. Who Mike's really calling out are these small namby-pamby fly-by-night bathtub fucking companies. And good, we need to fucking call them out. But for one second to think that brands like mine, like other brands like Doug Miller's, to think that we're doing anything like that, you're out of your fucking mind. We need to do something about it. I agree. The FDA can only do so much. Guys, I'm actually okay with the FDA. Look at our shit. They are auditing one of my labs every fucking week. Every week they're somewhere. I am. Every week. Good. Good. Here's our paperwork. Here's our batch records. Go. Go. Do it. Okay. But to think for a second that a large brand is doing this, I'd like to go back to what I said before about people who've been caught in the past. You really think they're going to risk it again? Maybe. It'd be really stupid. They're under scrutiny. So those are the people you could probably trust. Like, I know there's ethical issues with what they did in the past, but like, if they're back in this industry, chances are like, they don't want to go back. They don't want to go back to where they were. They don't want to go back to prison. They want to build a life. They want to build their finances back up. They don't want to fuck with that. So you're looking at the little namby-pamby guys. A big brand isn't going to fuck with that. They're not going to fuck with that. It's the little guys, the bathtub brands. Those are the ones you have to worry about. But again, thank you. Thank you, Mike and Eric, for bringing this to everybody's attention. So what you need to do is look at brands that you trust. Look at brands that have been around. Look at the people who actually outed them in the past. Doug Miller and I were two of the first guys to come out and have transparent labels. We're like, hey, here's every ingredient. We launched our shit back when proprietary blends were a thing. When I launched Extend back in 2004, I'm like, we're listing out every fucking amino acid. And people are like, why would you do that? People are going to steal your formula. Like, because as a consumer, these people deserve to know what they're putting in their body. That's what we did. So with that being said, thank you for watching this video. Go to tigerfitness.com now. MTS Whey is back in stock. MTS Nutrition Immortal, the greatest multivitamin pack. MTS Whey is awesome. We got 2, 4, and 6 pound bundles. The cost per pound is less than we had 5 pounders for. That's how awesome it is. And you get to mix and match. We got cookies and cream, ice cream sandwich, chocolate, and vanilla in stock right now. More flavors come. We got Outright Bars in stock. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Comment on this video. Share this video. Let everybody know about it. Love you guys. I'm off to Timcast. That's not a game.